Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But we've really got to not declare victory prematurely. So we're in the late innings.
So you think the seventh, the eighth inning, or late innings? What inning are you talking about?
How about the bottom of the sixth?
I never realized how boring this game is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Stop and get a vaccine. And if you get a vaccine, you get a free ticket to a Yankees or a Mets game.
Our new Shot and a Beer program. Any New Jerseyan who gets their first vaccine dose in the month of May will receive a free beer.
Activists staged a Joints for Jabs campaign, giving anyone who'd been inoculated free weed.
Please come with me to Rainbow Land, where unicorns are made of fudge and cotton candy. And everything is free.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, we've talked a lot in the last few months about George Orwell, the British novelist who wrote 1984 and Animal Farm. And, you know, about how prescient he seems. But there's another British novelist of the same contemporary times as Orwell. He lived longer. Aldous Huxley. He wrote Brave New World. And he had the misfortune to pick a bad day to die on. November 22nd, 1963. People kind of like didn't pay much attention to his passing. And he's been somewhat overlooked. But some of his writing was pretty spot on and appropriate for this moment. And I came across one part of it, a statement he made in something called Chrome Yellow. I wasn't even familiar with the work, but he's talking about, think about this in terms of the Karens that are out there everywhere. This is Aldous Huxley. The surest way to work up a crusade in favor of some good cause is to promise people they will have a chance of maltreating someone. To be able to destroy with good conscience, to be able to behave badly and call your bad behavior righteous indignation. This is the height of psychological luxury, the most delicious of moral treats. That's so true. And that's what these people are doing when they're staring at you in the parking lot or out on the sidewalk because you don't have a mask on. Even though you've been vaccinated, even though they've been vaccinated, they still, they like that moral indignation, righteous indignation. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
You remember, today is the traditional Cinco de Mayo holiday, which apparently shouldn't be celebrated by drinking a fifth of mayo. I almost got so sick that I needed to go to the Cinco de Mayo clinic. Yeah. Yeah.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
Senator Kennedy. Si se pueda, si se pueda.
In honor of Cinco de Mayo, Joe Biden has announced he has solved the crisis on our southern border. He's managed to stem the tide of Americans sneaking into Mexico.
Yeah, he's doing a bang-up job, isn't he? The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much he decreed everyone must wear them. It took centuries before casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Fauci came into town riding backwards on a pony. They gave him a TV and a microphone. Now he's phony, Tony Baloney.
Yes, he is. 774 says, I would get the vaccine to not go to a boring as hell Major League Baseball game. That's what I said. First prize is two tickets to a game, and the second prize is four or eight tickets to a game.
Mr. President, will you be celebrating Cinco de Mayo? Do I like mustard or mayo? I'm a mustard kind of guy. Come on, man.
Cut number eight there, Taylor. Cut number eight.
That's a staggering number. 97,600 of those applications came from businesses owned by women, veterans, and socioeconomically disadvantaged individuals.
Did any come from straight white males?
The good news? Fauci says we're at the bottom of the sixth inning in the COVID fight. The bad news? It's a doubleheader with a rain delay.
Yeah, and we're not playing at Wrigley Field, so they can play all night. It's not like it's not like the game is going to end when the sun goes down. The old Wrigley Field, I should say.
I finally figured out what's going on with Joe Biden. He has imposter syndrome.
That was the that CIA ad. That's a reference to that, where the woman says that she had imposter syndrome. She doesn't check any boxes, but she's a cisgendered immigrant mother, Latinx, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But she doesn't check any boxes.
I want you, my staff, to hear this. My talk to
Yikes.
There isn't a violin small enough in the world to show what I care about Bill and Melinda Gates, but who's going to get custody of Dr. Fauci?
There's another story today. Apparently on social media, they are blaming the breakup of the marriage on this this translator that works for the Gates Foundation. She's 35 years old, a good-looking woman, an Asian-American woman. And she's saying, why are they picking on me? I guess this is going to be a series of stories every day. There's going to be a new story of someone blamed as the other woman or the other man.
You think Joe Biden will be having flan instead of tapioca tonight in honor of Cinco de Mayo?
All I know is I got Taylor was nice enough to put together a nice cup of tapioca pudding for me. Did you put one for Joe Biden too?
There's always one left for Joe Biden. He can come and have it whenever he wants.
That's true. Yeah, that's good. Well, we look forward to seeing him and bring your own mask. BYOM, Joe Biden. Ambrose Bierce, I'm getting a quote on the text line. Most moral indignation is 2% moral, 48% indignation, and 50% envy. I think that sums it up.
Charlie Parker here. I just celebrated Cinco de Mayo. Don't forget to wear a Damasco.
It was a peaceful protest. Where they were drinking those tequila jello shots and, you know, enjoying themselves. No spreading going on in those things. Only when the Tea Party and the Republicans get together.
How are we supposed to understand what Joe is saying when he doesn't understand what Joe is saying?
Yeah, that is the eternal question, isn't it?
Howie. Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Together we need to fight this vaccine hesitancy. Tell the folks to go on the internet machine and go to vaccines.gum. Gum? Ooh, I hope it's Beeman's chewing gum. I mean it.
You know, you can go to vaccines.gum, but I'm more of a traditionalist. I go to the directives from the CCD. Where I learned that God was a supreme being. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more Chump Line messages, you can always listen to Chopped Chumps. That's where the ones that we didn't use in the broadcast Chump Line go to live. There, Chopped Chumps is posted every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, we're reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much, he decreed everyone must wear one. It took centuries before casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
The good news? Fauci says we're at the bottom of the sixth inning in the COVID fight. The bad news? It's a doubleheader. With a rain delay.
That's right. And even worse news is he thinks he's Sandy Koufax or Pedro Martinez or a Hall of Fame pitcher, whoever would be his choice. He's really not. Not at all. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should there be special seating for vaccinated fans at ball games?
No.
Only 12% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Harris taking migrant crisis, quote, very seriously, unquote. Right. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right. It's not just Joe Biden that's saying this crazy stuff here. We have Nancy Pelosi today is getting Liz Cheney mixed up with her mom. Cut number 11.
I do commend Lynn Cheney for her courage, for her patriotism, and I wish her well. Perhaps this challenge will make her stronger. I don't know. That's up to their caucus. I don't welcome their participation in our caucus. And
perhaps this will make her stronger. I don't know. I don't know her name, so how would I know whether it's going to make her stronger or
not? You mean Lon Chaney, maybe?
Lon Chaney Jr., the Wolfman. Oh!
Don't yell Wolfman in crowded theaters.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Charlie Crist, the former governor of Florida, used to be a Republican. Now he's a Democrat congressman. I'm not sure he would have been reelected in 2022. He's decided to run for governor against Ron DeSantis. And this is DeSantis's reaction to Charlie Crist, former Republican, now Democrat, running for governor. Cut 17.
You know, I didn't realize, it was like, what party's he going to run in this time? I mean, he's lost as a Republican, independent, Democrat. But, you know, I looked up, he's voting with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time in Congress. I thought, heck, maybe he gives the Green Party a chance. He's certainly voting that way. So we'll see what happens.
He said, whenever there's an open seat, you'll find someone like Charlie Crist slithering around. I thought that was a marvelous verb to use when you're talking about Charlie Crist slithering around. And then there's another Democrat who's going to be running is a woman named Nikki Freed. And she was barely elected agriculture commissioner by like 6,000 votes in a state as big as Florida. But she now is tired of being the agriculture commissioner, so she's going to run for governor. And so this is how she thinks she's going to win the governorship of Florida. Cut 18.
You know, the Republicans continue to be hypocrites. You know, they keep talking about this free market and supporting the Constitution, and that's what their, you know, bread and butter is. But yet every opportunity that Ron DeSantis has, he continues to stifle the economy and stifle these free market businesses who want to just do right by the people.
Yeah, why aren't we shut down like those states that are doing such a great job, like New York and Massachusetts and Michigan and Illinois? If I'm elected governor, I'll shut down the state and we'll be as successful as all those blue states. Here's how much of an egomaniac this woman, Nikki Preed, is. She, in Florida, the agriculture commissioner somehow has control of the gas pumps to make sure they're not shorting on the gas pumps. So she has to have her name on the gas pumps. So as soon as she got into office, she started putting her picture, not just her name, but her picture on every gas pump. So they had to change the law in the legislature so to take her picture off the gas pumps. But now she's the only Democrat elected statewide in Florida. And her name is still on the gas pump. So every time I would go to fill up, as the price went from like $1.95 to $2.25 to $2.50 to $2.45, I pulled the gas pump out and I put it in to, you know, fill up the tank. And I'm looking at Nikki Fried's name and I'm just reminded, Democrat. Thanks for reminding me, Nikki, who raised the price of the gasoline since Trump left. But now she's gonna be the next governor. And cut 21, Nikki.
Where's his compassion for those individuals and those family members, businesses that have gone out of business because he refused to put the pandemic and the response to the pandemic as a priority? Instead, he was trying to kiss up to Donald Trump. And even now that he's living in our state, trying to get the support of the past president and all of his supporters, and not recognizing that he's got to focus on the citizens of our state.
You know, Nancy Pelosi's 80 years old. Biden's 78 years old. They got somewhat of an excuse for screwing up names. But did she just call Donald Trump Ronald Trump? She's 44 years old. What the hell? Did they put some in the water at those Democrat confabs? He has no he kept the businesses open and he kept people working for a living and he kept the industries going in Florida. He has no compassion for the real Floridians, the ones who want to sit around on their ass and stare at people who dare to go out not wearing a mask. That's who I'm looking for the votes from in our new state of sunshine state of Florida. God. 844-500-4242. I said Fauci thinks he's Sandy Koufax. 603 says actually he's not Sandy Koufax, he's Sandy COVID. Yes, that's what he is.
Ha 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 ha.
And I don't believe Sandy COVID is ever going to make the Hall of Fame. All right, we'll be right back with Bill O'Reilly. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joining us now on the line is Bill O'Reilly, the longtime media figure, former host of Fox News Channel's primetime program. He now does all sorts of things, writes a column, does a radio commentary. And he's got many best-selling books out, and the Killing series, and he's got a new book out with his co-author Martin Dugard, and the new book is called "Killing the Mob: The Fight Against Organized Crime in America," and it was just published, and you can get it anywhere. It's published by St. Martin's, and joining us now on the line is Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for being with us, Bill.
How you doing, Howie? How's everything up there?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, listen, I liked your book. It's a very, very enjoyable reading. There were some little anecdotes. I thought I would know most of the stuff in this book, but there was some stuff I didn't know. For instance, just to cite one example, Estes Kefauver, a forgotten figure today. He was the senator from Tennessee. He had the Kefauver organized crime hearings. He Joseph P. Kennedy's name was mentioned three times in those hearings over the course of his visits. But something happened when Estes Kefauver, he was a notorious womanizer, alcoholic, bribe-taking senator from Tennessee, ran for president a couple of times. Tell us what happened when Estes Kefauver brought his traveling circus to Chicago.
Well, he had all kinds of mistresses and all kinds of stuff, and that was the mob's modus operandi. They wanted to get their hooks into anybody in Washington with any power. And when they saw how Estes was using them, they decided to really get into his life. And when they did, just like with J. Edgar Hoover, very, very similar. They found all kinds of stuff. So they were able to neutralize him because, as you said, he was a womanizer and he's a boozer. And, I mean, you know, not anything that we're not used to hearing today. But back then in the 50s, that was a knockout punch. So they had him. And, you know, Giancana and the boys, they played with him like he was some kind of mouse toy.
Yeah. Well, you tell the story of this guy, Sidney Korshak, who was like this legendary figure, somewhat like out of a movie. He was a high-powered outfit lawyer from Chicago who just basically ran Hollywood in many ways. I remember reading like in the 70s, Seymour Hersh did this huge takeout in the New York Times on him when he was in his 70s by then. But I guess Korshak met with Senator Kefauver and handed him a picture, some of these surveillance photos from private detectives or whatever. He was in the sack with two naked young girls at the Drake Hotel. I never heard that story. In Chicago, right.
Yeah. Well, Korshak is one of the linchpins of Killing the Mob. He literally ran the Hollywood industry, the film industry. So Sidney wasn't a gangster. He was an attorney. He was like Tom Hagen in
right.
The Godfather. He was like Robert Duvall. But his power was unmatched. So between the years of 1946 and 1962, organized crime ran the film industry. And whenever they had to have a conversation with a guy like Estes, it was Sidney who did it. And Sidney would drop the pictures on the desk or wherever they were and just look at them and say, "I know you're going to be our friend." That was the key phrase. But Korshak, you know, he basically ran Hollywood because the moguls didn't, number one, want any trouble with organized crime, and number two, knew that the unions were all controlled. So if you wanted lighting guys, sound guys, camera guys to shoot your film, you had to give the mob a piece of the film. And you had to put guys in the movie that the mob may want to be cast, a la Frank Sinatra from Here to Eternity. All of that is true. And it was all done in a very slick manner. And Sidney Korshak never was caught. The FBI knew what he was doing later because Hoover didn't investigate the mob because they had stuff on him. maybe pictures. We hadn't been able to nail that down, but they had something on them. And people don't know that. I mean, you know, one of the things in the book that we found out that I don't think you knew or anybody else knew, because I certainly didn't, was they had a contract out on Desi Arnaz, Lucy.
Yeah, I'd heard that one. Yeah. Yeah, after the
you
Untouchable.
Did hear it before?
Yeah, I'd heard that one. Yeah, tell the story, though. It's a great story. Most people don't know it. Desi Arnaz, after, you know, I Love Lucy ended, he became a big-time Hollywood producer, TV, like Dick Powell was. You know, all these guys that, you know, used to be film actors became producers. And he and his super successful series was The Untouchables. And of course The Untouchables was about Al Capone and the outfit in Chicago and the during Prohibition, and the mob didn't like it. So go just pick up the story there, Bill.
Okay. So we're investigating, Dugard and I are investigating Sam Giancana, who was probably the most interesting of all the mobsters. He wasn't the most powerful. Lucky Luciano was first, and then Vito Genovese took over. They're the most powerful. All right. But Giancana, he was very, very influential because he had hooks into the Kennedy family.
Right.
As you know.
Judith Campbell Exner.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Right. He and Joe Kennedy were friends. They dined together. They met together in the Fountain Blue in Miami. And Joseph Kennedy didn't hide it. You know, he's having dinner at very expensive New York City restaurants with Sam Giancana. And in Chicago, you'll know that the Kennedys own the Merchandise Mart in Chicago. So anyway, we're investigating how much influence Giancana had in the 1960 election, and he had a lot. And he threw Cook County over to JFK, and that really put him over the top to be president. So along the way of looking into Giancana, who had shared a girlfriend with JFK, Judith Exner, I mean, the guy, Giancana's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Right.
We come across this Desi Lu thing where Giancana at that point was crazy arrogant. And he said, I don't want Italians being run down every week on this blanking show. You tell him he got to have other gangsters. So Desi Arnaz sends a note back to Giancana in Chicago saying, what do you want to do? Make them Jews? Like in a wise guy way. Like, I don't respect you. I don't fear you. That very day, Giancana hires an assassin. We name the assassin. The guy didn't want to do it because the assassin didn't want to do it because he goes, look, if I whack this guy, everybody in the country is going to see it. This is Desi Arnaz. This is Lucy. Everybody knows him.
Right.
So Desi Arnaz was this close to getting a bullet in the back of the head. I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I want people to read Killing the Mob. But it's a fascinating look at power, how much power these guys had until Bobby Kennedy decided to go get them.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, that, you know, when Bobby Kennedy told Hoover to go after them, they started putting in these gypsy wires, and they started picking up this crazy stuff at the Giancana's lounge. Well, all the mob places, including Boston. But at Giancana's lounge, they were talking about, killing Sammy Davis Jr. or putting out his other eye, you know, because they were so mad at the Kennedys because they figured the Kennedys had double-crossed them. They thought they had a deal. They gave JFK the presidency. And then Joe, the old man, has a stroke, and they can't go through Joe anymore. And the kids are these spoiled rich kids, Jack and Bobby, and they don't realize that their dad has cut a deal with these guys, and these guys are serious people. And it's just, really is an amazing time in history.
It is. And we get into it pretty deeply. And I spent some time with Robert Kennedy Jr., all right, Bobby's oldest son. Because, I mean, look, when I write these books, I'm not taking stuff from other people. We're doing primary source stuff. And here's what I got from the Kennedy family itself. So John Kennedy, the president, he knew that he was compromised. He knew that Exner was a girlfriend of Giancana, not when he started the affair, but when J. Edgar Hoover told him.
Right. He went to the White House. Okay. That was the last time he ever visited the White House.
Right. J. Edgar Hoover said, basically, look, we know you're fooling around with Exner, and Exner is the mistress of Sam Giancana. And then J. Edgar Hoover looked at Kennedy, and you didn't have to really say anything else.
Yeah.
So Kennedy knew they had him. But he couldn't control his brother. Bobby was not going to back off. And I said, look, I said to RFK Jr., I said, it doesn't make sense. Bobby's father and brother don't want him to go after organized crime. Why did he do it? And the consensus is, never been written down or even discussed, the consensus is that Bobby Kennedy had a very strong resentment against his father because he wasn't the favorite son. First, Joe was, and second, John was. And Bobby was kind of an afterthought.
Well, there are also stories that that Bobby is not even Joe Kennedy's son. You know, that's never been proven, but there have been...
I don't think so. I mean, the facial and the teeth and all that, I don't think that's true.
Not as big as the other Kennedys, though. You know, kind of small.
You can see it, though. I can anyway. But look, the power is what this book is all about. And the other interesting thing about Killing the Mob is we have a tremendous amount of people in this book. I mean, you go all the way from John Dillinger up to John Gotti. Whitey's in there, but Whitey was as Don Corleone said, he's a pimp. You know, he's a little guy. He was a local thug. He didn't rise to where we are in Killing the Mob. But every single person who got involved with organized crime and was in all this corrupt machine wound up in a bad place, with the exception of Sidney Korshak. He got away. He's the only one. The others either got killed, incarcerated in the worst possible ways, including Jimmy Hoffa. And we have a moment by moment on how Hoffa got whacked, which I had never seen. I don't think anybody else has what we have. And we got it from the family.
Yeah, I guess your old employer, Fox News Channel, is saying there are new clues today, but there are always new clues in the Hoffa case, you know?
You know what the new clues are? Killing the Mob. They read the book, so now they got new clues.
Well, it's an interesting book, and you got a lot of good pictures in it, too, and there's so much interesting stuff about that. You know, I was thinking about the CIA, how they came to be. You know, J. Edgar Hoover tried to stop them, but, you know, the CIA with the old OSS had worked with Meyer Lansky and Luciano during World War II, so they were pals. And I think the OSS told their mob friends to get some dirt on J. Edgar Hoover. And as you say, no one's ever proven what they had, but people have claimed they've seen pictures of J. Edgar and Clyde Tolson. You got a nice picture of those two together.
They had something. There's no doubt about it, because Hoover even denied there was a mafia. Yeah. And at your reference point, the mob helped Patton invade Sicily.
Yeah.
And in return, FDR allowed a lot of the Sicilian gangsters into the United States. That was the turning point in 1946, and we tell that story. And I wrote the book Killing Patton, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I specifically, the Sicilian mob, they practiced sabotage on the Germans, and they gave Patton the landing sites.
Yeah.
And in return, they got to come here and created all the havoc.
Yeah. And Luciano was taken care of when he was thrown out of the country. One last story, Bill. You know, J. Edgar Hoover, his first name was John, and Truman Capote, Hoover and Tolson were running around, he said, I'm going to do a magazine story on the FBI's boss's personal life, J. Edgar Hoover. He said, I'm going to call the story Johnny and Clyde. It was a well-known secret. It wasn't a very well-kept secret. Bill O'Reilly, I'm enjoying the book, and I'm enjoying it. Always good to talk to you. The title of your new book is, tell everybody.
Killing the Mob, the Fight Against Organized Crime in America. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. If you buy it from us, we'll give you 50% off one of Howie's favorite books, Killing Crazy Horse. So it's a great deal on BillO'Reilly.com.
I love the Indian Wars, too. I love mob wars, books about the mob wars and about the Indian Wars. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for being with us. Always good to talk to you again. This summer, I'm going to be going to the Cape. I'm going to be doing a lot of remotes with Grace, and I'm going to be spending a lot of weekends. We got a place rented down there, so I'm going to be enjoying myself, but I'm going to be sharing the house with the mailroom manager and my kids. And guess what? They don't like a lot of the same music or the podcast that I like to listen to. So that's why I need Raycons so that I won't bother anyone. And you know what? They need their Raycons too, so they won't bother me. Whether you're just fixing a nice meal in the kitchen or doing some yard work or just taking a long walk with your dog, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference and give you a lot more pleasure. You don't have to worry about a Karen screaming at you because you'll be listening to some podcast about true crime like we were just talking about now or some classic rock hits. You get crisp, powerful beats with Raycon at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And you know, the thing is, these you can get a 24 hours of battery life with a charge with your Raycons. 24 hours. That means you don't have to keep recharging them very often. You can just keep listening for days. And that's what you want to do. If you're wherever you're going this summer, to the beach, to the mountains, to lakes, or just to hang out in the city, Raycons make it a more pleasant experience wherever you go. They're an absolute must have for your daily grind or the relaxation from your daily grind. Listen up. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
I like O'Reilly's book, but I got a lot of stuff about the mob in my Kennedy Babylon books. With the Kennedys were all they were so into it, and I got some of the transcripts from the early 60s when they're talking about how angry they are at the Kennedys because they double crossed them. That's the way they look at it after they stole the election in 1964. It's pretty amazing stuff, and a lot of the stuff has never come out. It's still not out, you know. The Carlos Marcello, the New Orleans mob boss who made the mistake of endorsing Nixon in 1960, gave him tons of cash, and they threw him out of the country. He was an alien, an undesirable alien, and he claimed he was born in Guatemala. So they kidnapped him, put him on a plane, and threw him into the jungle, basically, in Guatemala. He had to make his way north. And he used to get drunk and talk about how much he hated Kennedy and what they were going to do to him and all this stuff. And they finally put the guy away in 1980, around there, on some kind of giant conspiracy, racketeering enterprise, corrupt organization, rap. And they had all this tape of him talking to an FBI informer about how they killed both Kennedys, Jack and Bobby. And the stuff's all been sealed up. It must exist somewhere. But I don't even know how you would open it. I mean, some of the stuff is supposed to be opened on the 100th anniversary of this or that. And, you know, supposedly, I don't know if we'll ever see it, but I don't know what's going to happen. A federal judge sealed all of those Carlos Marcello tapes that supposedly have him talking about how they killed, again, not just Jack Kennedy, but Bobby Kennedy as well. And Santo Trafficante, who used to provide hookers for JFK down in Havana, He told an FBI informant, he said, Kennedy is going to get hit. He said this in 1962. He said, he's going up against Hoffa. Hoffa's a friend of the blue collars. Kennedy's going to get hit. I'm Howie Carr.